Welcome back, my friends. Chef and the Fat Man live from Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. It is an amazing place, and as I shamelessly teased before the show, you have a microphone there, sir? Okay, I would like to introduce you to our newest cast member. He is the person that shall always be obeyed, and no, it's not Chef Eric. It's not me. It's our engineer, and our new engineer is Bob Babb. Welcome, Bob. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Listen, this is kind of fun. We kind of met the way Eric and I met through cigars.
That is true.
And you have been instrumental in helping us with our website because that's really the essence of your being is you're like a computer guru guy.
So I'm told.
So you're told. And when it came time to one of our engineer, Michael the Whip Holst, had to do something like get a real job. You know, he decided that he has to work on Saturdays now, so I was a bit taken aback, but you stepped up, and we've known each other now for a few months. It's been great, and you have adopted to the engineer style extremely well, sir.
Well, thank you. I hope to confuse you, please.
Well, now, one thing you'll have to know about Bob has been given a distinct advantage. He has been given a chance to use the microphone to add his witty repartee as he sees fit. This could be biting satire because I have been on the receiving end. As nice as I have been, as sucking up as I have been to the man, I still have been on the receiving end.
Well, he is from a little bit north of here.
Yes. Where are you from, Bob?
Originally from North New Jersey.
North New Jersey. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. It's his school was so tough in the cafeteria when he was growing up. High school cafeteria, they serve broken leg of lamb. It was a tough neighborhood.
That's a tough joke.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, you and I met exactly how Bob and I, because we met at a cigar store.
Right.
And then what did I initially do? I was engineering.
He's going to want to be the chef.
I'm the one that moved you guys into actually the 20th century and away from playing all of your
anyway, thank you very much, Chef Eric.
Recordings back over the PC.
But Chef Eric is, you and Bob Babb work together. I call him Bobby. I don't know if that offends him or not. He'll tell me one day. But he's a great guy. He's a tremendous, a lot of fun to be around. He's very energetic and very involved and loves what he's doing. And so it's going to be a great addition to the team. So welcome aboard, Bob.
Thank you.
We have another special guest with us today, Daryl Ake. This guy is one of the most pleasant, decent human beings I've ever not loathed right from the beginning. I mean, he's just such a nice guy, and he's so helpful, and he's here to assist. He's Chef Eric's sous chef, and I'm beginning to feel a little bit left out, Chef Eric.
Really?
Before we get into you've got
you need someone to lift your papers or something?
I mean, someone to say, here you go, fat man. You're on page two, sir.
Oh, I got something that'll tell you that.
No, you've got people that'll tell me where to go.
What you can do, fat man.
Yeah, I'll tell you where to go, fat man. But anyway, Daryl Ake, he is a volunteer here at the Le Cordon Green, and he's a delightful person to be around. If you're ever at an event, you will recognize him because he's got a smile on his face all the time, which is kind of depressing. He's just a genuinely really neat guy, and we're just so glad to have him helping you today, Chef Eric.
Yep.
And
it's awesome.
He seems to be enjoying himself. So, National Play-Doh Day. Did you know that? Now, you're saying, well, fat man, why are you mentioning National Play-Doh Day in a culinary store or in a culinary retail and cooking environment? Well, because as a child, no child truthfully can say they didn't try to eat a piece of Play-Doh.
I never did.
You never tried white paste? You're such a liar.
I never tried paste.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I never tried Play-Doh. It's not for eating.
You know, at 3 years old, what were you sitting there at a little Café Du Bon with Jeeves handing you your little embossed teacups? You probably had Jeeves and try your Play-Doh and the paste to see what it was like. And when he said, "Well," you said, "Well, see, I never ate that stuff." But no. So anyway, real great unwashed, as you like to refer to us, the riffraff, as you like to refer to us, we all dabbed a little taste of Play-Doh and a little dab of white paste before we realized it really wasn't that tasty.
Yeah, this is true.
Well, and it's also today And I know I didn't tell you that because it doesn't challenge you, but it's National Cheeseburger Day. I mean,
well, you know what? I actually considered doing some cheeseburgers for like tailgate theme.
And why would that have fit your thought process for today as we segue cleverly into your part of the show?
Well, because I was thinking about football and, you know, burgers and things like that, I guess, are what people eat.
What does Chef Eric, if you were to get fortunate enough or unfortunate enough, as the case would be, what would a tailgate party at Casa Holdo consist of besides snobby wine and very expensive scotch?
Well, we'd probably, I'd definitely do some shrimp and grits.
Of course, well, yeah. That's all right. That's
okay,
kind of
right.
That's kind of down to earth.
And I'd probably do maybe a frittata or
of course
something like that. Nice little mixed green salad with.
I mean, nothing says college football, pro football
like
a frittata.
Handmade spiced pecans, a little goat cheese.
Of course.
Yeah, and I might do some wings.
No, you're such a liar. You're trying to take that away from what I would do for a tailgate party.
Oh no, I might do some wings on the egg, you know, because everything on the egg is perfect.
Because it's the ultimate
cooking experience. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, I will tell you what I would do if you really wanted a tailgate party. You'd come to Casa Jenkins. You'd have a massive bowl of homemade chili that could also be used for the nachos soaked in cheese that you could dip over.
Cheese or nacho cheese?
Well, what
stuff.
I do is I smoke.
It's cheese whiz.
Cheese whiz. It's wit or wit out.
No, what I do is I cold smoke spiced cheddar. And I melt that, and then I pour that over my nachos with some jalapenos and some sour cream with good hearty chips.
What are jalapenos?
On a steak. they are these little green
jalapeno.
Peppers.
Jalapeno.
Oh, please. Jesus.
I think jalapenos, that sounds like the female version of something. I don't know what that is.
All right, this is the FCC listening. You know, so that being said, taking it down into this lowest common denominator, then, of course, I would top it off with fine wings that I would do on the egg, and then I would finish by frying them just to crisp up the skin at the last second, and then add my incredible homemade wing sauce. And, of course, I would have Vienna hot dogs from Chicago and Rosen's poppy seed buns and possibly some hamburgers. That is why I would have 50,000 people at Casa Jenkins, and you would have...
All
right, 10 limos.
All right, hang on. Let me tell you the rest of what we would do.
Oh, here we go.
We would have some empanadas.
Of course. How American is empanadas?
Fantastic empanadas.
Yeah.
We would do some choripans, the it's the Argentine chorizo, grilled. Argentine
please finish
chorizo
like a drink.
In a, like on a Cuban bread, toasted Cuban bread with chimichurri, lettuce, tomato, right? We might do some milanesa.
So what are you trying to do, bring up half the people from South America into this country now for your tailgate parties?
Well, you're talking about football, right?
Yeah. No. Football, not football.
No.
There's a difference between
football. You said football.
And football. Okay, we're talking manly man. Although soccer can be considered pretty.
Yeah, I think running for 90 minutes straight is pretty manly, but, you know, that's what said.
Well, I've done that before, too, but that was only because of a foul.
And I've never seen a soccer player take a knee at the national anthem.
Oh, are you kidding me? They are the greatest actors.
National anthem, though.
Oh, no, you're right.
Right.
Because they get shot.
Yeah, exactly. And your team wants to take a knee. The whole team wants to take a knee.
Well, anyway.
We're not even going there.
We shall digress. But anyway, when we come back, how much time we got there? Brother Bob, 2 minutes? Set up the recipes, what you're going to do.
Yeah, let me run down what we're doing. So in light of American football and a Sunday brunch where you have some guys over, maybe some of their wives or girlfriends or both, and for the guys, we would create some manly quiches.
Some
manly quiches.
No.
I have to agree. That's not manly.
No, okay. Now, hold on a second.
He got his man card back because he admitted he was about to lose it this week.
Let me explain what a manly quiche is.
All right, please.
We're going to start with a hash brown crust.
That's pretty manly.
We're going to top it with some scrambled eggs, some cheese, some homemade sausage gravy.
Oh.
And then we're going to top it with some homemade biscuit dough and make that out on the Big Green Egg.
That ain't a quiche. I mean, you could.
Sure it is.
See? All right, next.
See, you're judging.
Yes,
then we're going to do a mixed berry cobbler. And this one's going to actually be, it's not, you know, you've heard us do dump cakes and things like that in the past. This is not that. This is all made fresh, except we're going to use some pre-done biscuits, you know, Pillsbury Grands.
Oh, don't let.
I'll talk about that in a second. Yeah. And then last thing for the ladies that come, I'm not going to be sexist here about it, but.
You sound like it.
I know. We're going to do a citrus salmon roasted on a bed of lemon, and we made a rosemary and thyme oil infusion.
So you think only women would eat that?
No.
Probably.
No.
It's
got to have grilled asparagus next to it, too.
All about food, all about fun, all about sexism right here on Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chef. When we return, Chef Eric will take you down the sexist road to culinary excellence.